How do you thrive in the face of chaos? Well, we're going to talk about that today on Coach's Corner. Welcome to another episode of Coach's Corner. This one is episode number 34, Manage the Bubble. Today's episode is sponsored by The Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv, profitable marketing training for business owners who want to get results fast. If you use offer code COACH at checkout, you can save 25% on your membership. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner. I'm your host, Robert Imbrielli. Hey, happy to be with you. And this particular episode is driven by a lot of the comments and the feedback and obviously what I'm seeing in my social media feeds, right? Everybody's sort of discombobulated this week. I think it really started when we had that solar eclipse, I should say. I'm thinking about the moon going in front of the sun, but it's actually a solar eclipse. We had a couple of weeks ago, and you look at that, and from there it's been just a series of things, one after another. Hurricane Harvey, now Hurricane Irma, and earthquakes and wildfires on the West Coast and earthquakes down in Mexico, and it's just like one thing after another after another after another. And what I'm finding is that a lot of business owners are sort of stuck in this. They get mired in it, they get all caught up in it, and they can't think forward. Now, I'm not saying the people who are involved in that should be continuing to go, you know, business as usual. No, you can't. And I have been involved. I have been evacuated on several occasions here in California for wildfires. And, you know, any day an earthquake could come up and do the same thing. You're interrupted at that point. You're interrupted. You've got to stop. You've got to do what you got to do, to keep your family safe and keep yourself safe and you know, get out of harm's way, if you will. But for the rest of us, where really nothing is going on different today than has been, you know, for weeks and months on end here. Everything's pretty much normal for us. But yet we still get mired in it. It's like this energy that sort of overtakes us. We all get kind of caught up in it and we go, wow, what are we going to do? How are we going to get through this? And I got some things I want to share with you today, some things that were given to me a long time ago by one of my mentors, Tony Robbins. And I want to share them with you because I think they're really helpful in times like this where a lot of uncertainty going on, a lot of, you know, disruptions going on, and a lot of I guess in the media you would call it threats of things to come, right? There's no shortage of that in the media. Well, of course they got to get you to watch, so a lot of that is trumped up a little bit to get you, make sure that you keep coming back and watch more of their commercials. The more commercials they can stream you, and the more eyeballs that see them, obviously the more money they make. So that's that formula. We've talked about it before. You know what I'm talking about. Okay, I want to give you some thoughts today on really what I call this episode Managing the Bubble, is because I really want you to be able to think inside of your world and consider your world the bubble. And really what you have control of is what happens within that bubble. And a lot of people kind of forget that. And they think, well, because, you know, the East Coast is having a problem and the West Coast should be, you know, distracted and all the rest of it. And it really is not the way it is. And truthfully, if it's happening outside of your house, you know what I mean? It really has nothing to do with you inside the house. It's a different world or a different environment, if you will. And I'd like to have you think of it like that. Because the truth of the matter is you control what you control. And that's where you need to have your focus. And your business, your career, your family, your emotions, your thoughts, all of those things that you actually have a little bit of control over, that's where you need to put your energy. Really, that's all it is. You need to put your energy there. I had an experience when I was working as a coach with the Tony Robbins organization where they literally told us, you know, there's a tough situation. I'm not going to give it away because you haven't been to a seminar yet. There's a part in the seminar which can be really challenging for some of the people who are there. So what they invited us to do is just, you know, picture a bubble around us and say, you know, just control what's inside here. Don't worry about what goes on outside. It really doesn't have anything to do with you. It's other people going through whatever they're going through. And we all have our turn to go through the tough stuff, right? We all have situations where it's going to be difficult. Now, that doesn't mean you need to get sucked into it. That doesn't mean you need to stop everything because someone else is having a hard time. In fact, in many ways, it's better if you keep going, you keep yourself strong and keep yourself positively focused, because that's probably the better way to help people than is to drop everything and you know, not do anything, not move forward, not do anything that's positive in your life because somebody else is struggling. You're never going to get anywhere. There's always going to be somebody who's going to be struggling. That's part of life. That's just the way that works. Anyway, I wanted to give you this thinking today so that you can use some of this in your own life? Because I know it's been challenging the past 3 weeks or so, and it doesn't look like it's over yet. It looks like we've got a few more weeks to go before we can kind of see some smoothness, but you never know. You never know what's going to come up. But the truth is, life is always throwing curves. It's always throwing things at us, and it is important to really just stay focused here. So the first question you want to ask yourself is, what can you control? And really, there's not a whole lot, right? You can control your reaction to things. You can control how you feel. You can control how you process and what you make things mean. And that's important because that's the power you have, right? What can you control? And when you look at it from that perspective, say, okay, what can I control? Great. You can make a list if you need to. Make a list of things you can control. The list is not going to be very long. It's not going to take you a long time to figure it out. You don't have a lot of control in life. We tend to think we have more than we actually do. But we have the utmost control is how we react to things, right? What we do, what we make it mean, how we think about it, how we respond and when in the face of whatever is going on. That you have total control over. Now, the other question you would ask is, if you can't control it, then what should you do? If you have no ability to control it, what should you do? Well, it's pretty simple. If you can't control it, let it go. You have no control over it. You can't access any ability. You're not, not pushing any of the buttons. You're not controlling anything. Then there's nothing you can do but sit back and watch. That's fine. You know, maybe you can help the people who can control it or can have an impact on it. Maybe you can send money. Maybe you can do, there's always little things you can do. But the truth is, you really don't have any control over the situation. So what I tend to do is I tend to sit back. And what I do is I tend to watch where I can affect the situation. And usually it's in helping people and helping them get their mindset straight, and helping them get back on path and helping them, do whatever. So there are opportunities, always opportunities where you can step in and things that you can control, areas where you can have an impact. And I think that that is really what you need to be focused on. That's going to make it easier for you. Now, if you can control it, if it's something that's going on and you have the ability to control it, in other words, get the family out, right? Put everything in the car, get going. I remember when we were evacuated for wildfires here back a few years ago, the first thing I did is I grabbed the server. Why did I grab the server? Because I was working at home at the time. The server is where all the customers were. Right? That's all my customer information, my products, everything is digital is on there. So I just ripped the server out of the wall, literally took it off the rack. And that was the first thing that got into the car because I knew that it's something I could control. So if you can control something, then you should do everything you can to get out there and try hard to control those things you can control. The mistake a lot of people make is they go, well, this is bigger than me. I can't do anything about it. And they don't even try to do things where they do have control, where they can affect impact. And they just sit there and sort of let life happen to them. We all have people in our families, our friends, in our circles that do this sort of thing. This is not the way you want to go through life. This is not what you want to be doing. So you want to look at things you can control. And if you can control it, what are the controls you can exert? What things can you do? What things can you impact? And that's where you want to put all your focus and that's where you want to put your attention. So right now, today, what I can control is my studio, right? I can control the messes I'm sharing with you. I can control how I feel about coming in here, doing this work. I can control. So I'm doing that. I'm exercising the control that I have. Can't stop a hurricane. No, haven't been figured out how to do that yet. When I do, I'll let you know, but I haven't figured out how to do that yet. Nothing I can control there. Other people are taking care of that. That's great. I'm taking care of what I can control, and what I can control is taking my business up to the next level, and that means doing the work that I do. So the key here, and you want to write this one down, and this is a sort of a post-it note that you could put on your computer, put quotes around it, whatever, stay within your power, because that's where you're going to be the most effective. A lot of people I've seen try to do things outside of where they have any impact, any control, and they ultimately fail. I've been there. I've done this. I've tried to do it. I said, oh, I'm bigger than this. I can do this. I can do this. And I go out and do things that I don't have any control over. I don't have any power. I don't have any impact, any ability to have any impact. But I want to. I have the desire to, but they're not areas where I have any strength. And it ends up mucking up the system worse than if I stayed you know, within my power and stayed within my control and say what I can do. So somebody's having a rough time. Somebody calls me up and they're crying, they're upset, they're whatever. I have a lot of control there, a lot of things I can do. I've got a lot of power that I can help people in those situations. So that's what I do. So people who are struggling, people who are having a hard time with their business, maybe, you know, not making the money that they should be making, or they're not making the sales they should be making, and they give me a call. You know what? That's the kind of thing I handle all day long, every day. I have a lot of power in that area. I can help people really quickly and really effectively. So I've learned along the way, it wasn't an easy lesson, I learned along the way that I needed to stay within my power. I remember times when I was coaching people in areas where I didn't have a whole lot of expertise, I was having impact, but really wasn't having the impact I should have had, or am I better just staying focused in the area where I have the most power? Well, I learned over time that it was better. Staying within my power, much, much, much better results, not only for me, but for the people that I was working with as well. So that was a core lesson. That was a big lesson for me, is staying within my power. And the other thing that I'll share with you is that when you can take action, in other words, when those opportunities arise and it's something within your framework or within your power, you know you can have an impact on it, you know you can make a difference, do it. Do it, right? That's exactly. It's going to make you feel great. It's going to make the people you're helping feel great. I mean, it's a win-win-win all around. So look for those opportunities. Don't jump out into a wildfire if you don't know how to fight fires, right? I wouldn't do that. I don't know how to put out a fire. I'm sorry, I never learned that skill. However, there are other things that I can do. I can keep people calm. I can encourage them. I can reinforce them. I can do a lot of that kind of stuff. And when there are opportunities to do that, I jump in and I help out, because that's where I'm strongest. That's where I know that I can have a definite impact. So always be looking inside, right? Always be looking at, okay, what am I really great at? And are any of these skills or tools usable for whatever the situation is that's going on out there? If the situation is beyond your control, then what you need to do is just stay inside the bubble until there's an opportunity for you to step out and do something that can be productive. So I know a lot of people want to help, and in these kind of circumstances, maybe the best thing you can do is just donate some dollars, put some dollars out there and help people out that way. If you can't do anything else, I think anyone can, you know, find $10 somewhere that you can donate. It doesn't sound like a whole lot, but if you have a million people donating $10, it's $10 million. Yeah, that can make an impact. That can buy some water bottles, right? So look at it from that perspective. And I think that that's really probably the best advice that I'd ever been given, because now I know when I do reach out to people, I can have a definite impact and make a difference in whatever situation, whatever's going on in their lives, versus trying to do something that I'm not really qualified to do and thinking I can do it anyway and mucking up the system because, you know, I'm not really that good in that area, but I thought I'd help anyway. You end up getting in the way. More than anything, you end up not really being able to help. So chaos is happening. It's part of life. Chaos will continue to happen. It's not just this week, next week, or next month. It's going to happen throughout the rest of your life. You kind of got to get used to it, and you kind of find out how you can best deal with it. How can you best serve? A lot of times, you know, sometimes if it's happening to you, you may need to reach out for someone. Wouldn't you love to be able to reach out to somebody who is an expert in the area that you need help with, and they can step up and they can help you? Of course you would. Right? And it's the same way for anyone who's having a challenge, be it a Mother Nature challenge or financial challenge, health challenge or whatever. I don't try to do brain surgery because that's not where I have any expertise. So I'm not going to try that. But I will step up when I do have expertise to help people in the areas that I can help. Hope that was helpful for you. It's really one of the areas I think that was coming to me this morning that I really needed to share this with you, get this message out. It's one of those things that sometimes, you know, society puts pressure on you to do what you're really not qualified to do. And I don't think that that's the greatest advice. I think you do the things, you work on the things that you do have control on, focus on the things you have control on. And when you can reach out and that's an area of expertise you have, that's the time for you to step up and jump in and try to help. All right. I want to just take a moment to thank our sponsor today. Our sponsor for today's show is The Marketing Network, themarketingnetwork.tv. I actually have an interesting story today. Jeanette Joy Fisher, who you see her photo there, she's having a party today, and a lot of the people you see on this screen will be there. Silvika Roska is going to be there. Mitch Axelrod, he's actually coming to the studio in the next hour or so. We're going to go up then have some party time together. So one thing you notice is that successful people tend to hang out together. We really do. and you want to be part of that. You want to hang out with successful people. I encourage you to go visit themarketingnetwork.tv, and what you'll find there are videos that you'll get an opportunity to really spend some time with some of the brightest people I know. Terry Levine, Russ Von Holscher, for instance, Roberta Shaler, Silvika Roska, she's also going to be at the party today. Melanie Benson, Lisa Rothstein. Lisa might actually be at the party today too. I'm wondering about that one. But you get an opportunity to spend some time with them and learn from them, more importantly. They share some of the greatest things, and we're adding new people all the time. So go over there to themarketingnetwork.tv. Save 25% on your membership when you use offer code COACH at checkout. And you're really going to enjoy the programs are already there, and you can watch them as much as you want, and there will be more added all the time. All right. With that, I wish you a great week. Have a great weekend. Have a great week ahead. Hopefully you'll have some great opportunities to step up and make a difference in the people you're out there to serve. And I will do the same, and I will look forward to speaking with you again next week. Thanks so much, everyone. Have a great week. We'll talk soon.